So geologic interpretation of those seismic lines shot north of Cuba suggests significant oil and gas traps, shown in red in the cross-section. This cross-section reveals the vertically stacked, multiple slices of Jurassic and Cretaceous limestone from the Yucatan, Campeche, Florida, Bahamas platform, separated by thrust faults, which were subsequently folded. These folds form many of the hydrocarbon traps. Along the north coast of Cuba, there are a number of oil wells on land that have been drilled and extend horizontally offshore to tap into those oil and gas traps underwater, but near the coastline. This is called horizontal drilling. But horizontal drilling can extend laterally only so far. Ultimately, if oil and gas are discovered many kilometers offshore, drilling ships and drilling platforms have to be used. So, even though there have been a few dry holes drilled off the north shore of Cuba to date, there is still much optimism that hydrocarbon accumulations large enough to be of economic value will be discovered. If significant oil and gas discoveries are made off North Cuba in Cuba waters, some people worry that events leading up to the Macondo 252 BP explosion in 2010 and the 86 days of a runaway well in deep water could happen off Cuba as well.